got Michael Kemp with four fouls, and so I really don't anticipate that they're going to be doing much as far as the inside is concerned. They don't want to go ahead and chance the offensive foul, and Michael Kemp is susceptible to that. So I imagine what I'm thinking what's going to happen is that we're going to see a barrage of Cape Canaveral. Why not? That happened in the first half. Why not the second half?
In this fourth quarter, it's 4-3. BetX with the one-point advantage. And all four of their points have come from free throws. In this quarter alone, they've gone 4-6 on the night. They are 12-17 compared to USA's 5-6. There's your ball game right there.
This is so close. It's unbelievable. Both teams playing belly button defense and everything. That's what's doing it. This is, to me, how USA is in this ball game is because of their defense. BetX has seen everything thrown at them tonight, and they have not gotten a lot of room to operate. So, hats off to USA's defense, and hats off to BetX's
resilient.
Thank you.
Aaron Sines inbounding underneath their own hoop. Going to have to get this one in quick. Gets to Michael Kemp, goes up for the layup from the left side, and he gets in for 2 points. Michael Kemp with 4 points brings the Patriots back within four. 42-38, 4:52 left in the fourth quarter. Clark Brady gets the pass left block and it's stolen away by Michael Kemp. That is BetX's ninth turnover of the night compared to USA's four. Left wing, Macklin Gettle to Gage Lopez. Dribbles all the way to the free throw line, jump stop into the lane, pulls up for the layup. No good. Rebound, Michael Kemp. He keeps possession alive.
Michael Kemp is a man among boys right now.
Wesolowski dives in the lane, and this one swatted out of bounds by Andrew Sutton. USA ball underneath their own hoop. 4:23 left in the fourth.
Andrew Sutton made his presence be known, too. He's anchoring that defense inside for BetX.
Gage Lopez sits down for USA. Hunter Bone back in. Aaron Sines will be inbounding for the Patriots. And gets to his first option, Macklin Gettle. Skip pass to the left wing. Sines comes around, pulls up for three. No. Rebound, though, USA, Macklin Gettle. That's the fourth offensive board for USA in this quarter. Six on the evening. Top of the key, Macklin Gettle. Going against Morneau. 4:05 left in the fourth. Four-point ball game. 42-38, BetX leading USA. Hunter Bones to Sines, right wing, screen from the Macklin Gettle, back to the top of the key. Sines into the lane, pulls up, off balance, and somehow gets this one to fall. He has 25 points. It's back to a two-point ball game. BetX 42, USA 40. 3:41 left in the fourth. Morneau into the lane, kicks it back out. Mark Messing for the long two, in and out, no good. Rebound by Mark Messing again. Gets this one up in the air, and we have a whistle going to the line for two shots. Martin Messing has 5 points in the evening, going to the free throw line for two shots. Free throw or fouls goes against Macklin Gettle. That's his third, USA's ninth. Martin Messing, free throw shooter, is up and good. 43-40.
This free throw is going to be very important. It could turn it into a two-possession ball game with the make.
And it's good. Mark Messing with seven. Here comes USA. Hunter Bone, top of the key against Mark Messing, dribbling to his left to Aaron Sines. 44-40, Sines pulls up for three. This one's short, and rebound Andrew Sutton.
They really missed Isaiah Williamson on that shot to go ahead and help on the offensive rebound inside, or defensive rebound on the inside.
Martin Messing, right wing, dribbling against Hunter Bone, taking his time. Top of the key, picks up his dribble. Over to the right wing to John Messing against Brody Wesolowski. 2:55 left in the fourth. Tommy Morneau now inside the lane. He gets it stripped away, but we have a whistle. The referee from about 40 feet away called it. And the foul goes against number 21, Macklin Gettle. That's his fourth and team's tenth. And this sends Tommy Morneau to the free throw line for two shots. Double bonus for the Hatchets the rest of the way out. Morneau has 17 points. And he's making the first free throw. Substitution for USA, Gage Lopez replaces Macklin Gettle. 45-40, Bad Axe by five.
Macklin Gettle did a great job on Tommy Morneau. He was close enough to go ahead and turn on the drinking fountain for.
And now Morneau is 10 for 11 from the free throw line for 19 points, 46-40. 2:45 left in the fourth quarter. USA on offense. Hunter Bone dribbling to his left, trying to get anything going. Gage Lopez, top of the key. Back to Bone, left wing extended against Martin Messing. He resets the offense. 2.5 to play. Looking to get Aaron Stein to the right wing. They do, and we have a whistle. And it's going to be a timeout called by Mark Gainforth with 2:26 left in the fourth quarter. Mark Gainforth, 20 years as head coach for USA. Steve Bone at his side for many of those, at least, I believe, 15.
And while Mark is going ahead and mapping out strategy, you have Coach Bone also, picking a bone with the officials. Just not worried about the last call, but trying to get the seed planted for the next call.
I believe that's called lobbying.
Yes.
Legal in all 50 states. 46-40, Bad Axe leads by 6 points. We have 2 minutes, 26 seconds remaining. For USA, Isaiah Williamson, he's fouled out. Macklin Gettle, he has 4. Michael Kemp, he has 4. Bad Axe is in double bonus. USA with 10 team fouls. Bad Axe has 1 more foul to give. They have 5 team fouls before USA is shooting free throws.
2 possession lead for the Hatchets. They're showing great poise on their own home floor. These are just two fantastic teams going after each other. This is like two heavyweights. And just seeing who's going to go ahead and answer the bell at the last part of the bout.
USA inbounding from the side. Aaron Sines going against John Messick. Gets it into Hunter Bone, top of the key. Right wing to Wesolowski. Back to Sines, top of the key, pulls up for 3. No. And rebound still loose, brought in by Martin Messick. In transition to his brother. And he misses it, but he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots.
I didn't know if that shot had a prayer, but he got it off. John Messing did.
Messing is 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Foul goes against Hunter Bone, his first. Double bonus regardless. 2 shots coming for John Messing. He has 5 points tonight. 2:12 left in the fourth. First free throw, good.
This is where the really great teams can separate themselves from their heated opponents, and that is right there at the foul line. This is where championships are won.
Brody Wesolowski sits down. Harrison Kramer checks in. Harrison Kramer, a 6-foot junior, member of the famed Kramer family. Second free throw is no good. But Sutton gets the shot and a rebound. He is blocked. Rebound at John Messick.
With about 2 minutes to play, I'm wondering if Bad Axe is going to go ahead and milk the clock a little bit.
They lead by 7 points, 2 minutes remaining. 47-40 over USA. Morneau, top of the key, going against Gage Lopez from about 44 feet.
If anyone ever wanted to know how a jump switch is performed, watch USA.
Bad Axe fan base getting on their feet, and we have a whistle. 25 to 30 feet away from the hoop. This foul goes against Gage Lopez. That's his third. This puts Martin Messing at the free throw line for 2 shots. He's made both free throws he's attempted on the night. He has 7. Minute 45 left in the fourth. First free throw for Martin Messing. In and out, no good. 3 possession ball game and lead for the Hatchets. Minute 45. Martin Messing. Now 2 for 3 from the free throw line. And misses both of them. Rebound Sines. Here comes USA. First defensive rebound in this quarter. Sines diving into the lane, and we have whistles all over the place. Whistle before the foul. Before the shot, excuse me. Foul goes against John Messing. That's his third. Bad Axe is 6th. The rest of the way, we'll have at least 1 free throw for USA. That's only 98 seconds. Aaron Sines inbounding underneath his own hoop, and we have a timeout called by Bad Axe, a 30-second timeout. With a 7-point lead for the Hatchets, John Mooney, what does Mark Krug see right now?
Well, he sees that he has no more fouls to give, and so he's going to go ahead and make sure he